Sydney Surf Report.
And joining us from realsurf.com, the mighty Don, Mr. Norris. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Mr. Marnie. I'm fine.
Look, your carrier pigeon had sort of qualified optimism this morning.
Indeed, indeed. The qualified optimism's played out into, something to be qualifiedly optimistic about. There are waves at pretty much most Sydney beaches this morning, thanks to a small easterly swell. It's maybe a meter and a half out at sea. The key power indicator is at about 9 seconds. That means that it at the exposed spots on the set waves, you're looking at waves that would be on an average sized person up around the chest high mark,
mm-hmm.
A touch bigger. So it looks like a great day. I think that you can just pretty much run down a list of all the beaches in Sydney. There should be a little something at all of them. Some will be, you'll need to go one of the corners to get more of the swell. But I was trying to think if there's any place that definitely wouldn't have waves. I can't really think of anything. So,
Balmoral.
Yeah, Balmoral wouldn't. That's true. You're right there. It takes a bit more east swell than 1.5 meters to get into Balmoral. You kind of factor of, order of magnitude ought to do it, possibly.
So if it's this good today, can I expect it tomorrow and the rest of the week?
Well, yeah, at this stage, the models are slightly optimistic about the next couple days. It, as usual, depends on what Huey decides to do out at sea. But it looks as though we'll have waves not only today, but a slightly better tomorrow. Around about the same size, maybe a little bit more powerful. Then Monday, a touch bigger again, getting into the interesting range. Not
Ooh.
Huge. Well, getting into the interesting range, I'd say sets to head high Monday at spots exposed to the east. Tuesday, possibly the same. Then backing off probably a little bit Wednesday, Thursday. Not going flat, I don't think. And then out beyond that Friday and into the next weekend, possibility of more waves. Not great, but it's not too bad for spring, really, Simon.
You see, that's what I like about the Surf Report. Not only is it a great service to people who ride waves on the eastern seaboard of Australia, but to employers who employ people who are surfers,
yes.
They know that perhaps they should probably try and find a replacement worker for Monday and Tuesday.
They can kind of say, I would be saying that to people who are contemplating burning a roster day off or whatever for Monday, Tuesday. Well, unless you got a great surplus of them, I might kind of keep that, and I keep my powder dry. I don't think it'll be fantastic on Monday and Tuesday. There should be some waves around, get wet type stuff. Rearranging the schedule, not quite into that range for me personally. I want to see another meter or so on that swell before I start thinking that way.
All right, not a sicky Monday, so you have a good weekend, Mr. Norris, and we'll keep our eye on realsurf.com.
Thank you very much, Mr. Simon Marnie.